Hello, hello. So welcome to the first week of manifestation. How exciting is that? I can't wait to get into the lesson this week. But right now I invite you to take a deep breath with me and just ground yourself in this moment, in this now. Because you can only breathe in this moment, in this now. You can't breathe in the future. You can't breathe in the past. You can only breathe right now. And this is your time. Your goals, your dreams deserve your full attention, especially in the month of manifestation. So be sure to turn off the ringer on your phone, close the door to the room you're sitting in, bring yourself to you. Bring yourself to what is seeking to emerge through you and by you. We spend so much time dealing with what's coming at us that many of us spend very little time, you know, tuning into what's seeking to emerge. So put your full focus here on you today. Grab a pen and paper and get ready to take some notes. So we're going to begin our journey week one in the month of manifestation, becoming a conscious manifester. How exciting is that? So just to summarize last week we closed the month on abundance, and we were learning to live in harmony with the laws of the universe. And there were three things that we looked at. Last week I asked you, would it be okay with you if life got a whole lot easier? We have to be willing to accept abundance. When we are in harmony with the laws of the universe, life gets a lot easier and way more fun, way more fun. So we want to be in harmony with the laws of the universe. We need to work with it the way it's designed, not our way. We just can't do it. It doesn't work our way. We talked about five steps to living in harmony with the laws of the universe. And those were learning to live in harmony with your soul's purpose, learning to set your intention by where you place your attention, learning to listen to the infinite broadcast of spirit. It's always broadcasting. So learning to listen to that. Learning to live in the now. The now. It's not the future. It's not the present. It's not the past. It's this eternal now, right here, right now, and everything that we need is in the now, right now. And lastly, it was learning to live in gratitude. We're grateful for so many things in our lives, but just like the Apostle Paul talks about, you know, when he's in a Roman prison, and, you know, he's suffering, and it's just a really disgusting place, not a very fun place to be in at all, and yet he still can find himself in gratitude for the things in his life, for things that, you know, his spiritual life. So learning to live in gratitude. So let's just check in. Being in harmony with the laws of the universe. What steps can you take this week to put yourself in greater harmony with the laws of the universe and the flow of abundance in your life? So it's always about steps. So we vision it, we imagine it, we pull up those pictures, we step into it as if it's happening right now. We get that feeling tone, that vibration. But then we say, what is an action step? So it's not just meditating in a cave somewhere. We have to link it with action. So what steps can you take this week to put yourself in greater harmony with the laws of the universe, moving in that direction of the life you would absolutely love to live? Being a receiver, how and what would you love to receive this week? Because it's a circulation. So we give, but we also need to receive, and we need to be a gracious receiver. We need to be grateful for that, a gracious receiver. And then we also talked about circulate, clear out, create space. So what did you clear out in your environment, your relationships, your finances this week? And it doesn't have to stop just because the month of abundance is over. Life is a work in progress. So continue with that. Create those habits. Continue clearing out, circulating, and creating space in all aspects of your life, all aspects of your life. So this month, we begin our work on mastery and manifestation. Now, everything is created twice. First, as a thought in someone's mind, and then as a thing. Now, we all know this, but we may not know the power of this. Jesus asked, "Know ye not that ye are gods?" Most of us forget and act like we're mere mortals. The truth is that we've been given the capacity to do great things. Life mastery is about learning not only to recognize, but to remember to amplify and to live from these greater capacities. This month is about looking at and then developing our capacity to manifest what we choose. You don't get a choice about whether you're a manifester. You are a manifester. But most of us manifest by default instead of by design. This month, we will focus on how to be a conscious manifester who manifests by design. So the first way we're going to do that is your vision statement. This is a vision-driven program. We're learning to live vision-driven lives. Everything is visioned out. We always come back to our vision to set our focus and our frequency. For those who are new this month, your first step will be to create a vision statement of the life you would love in the four key domains of life, which is health and well-being, love and relationships, your vocation, that's your vocari, your calling, or you know what is your career or creative expression, so that's your vocation, and time and money freedom. So updating your vision and keeping it an alive-making vision is key. So we want to visit that several times a day. We want to make it alive. It's a living document. We want to give the mind a rich, powerful, life-giving image to work on that raises from the center of our being a feeling of, I love my life. That's when you know you're in harmony with your own inner being. Now, again, you don't get a choice about whether or not you're going to create a life. You only get a choice about whether that life is created by design or by default. What you put your attention on, the universe reads as your intention. We covered that last month. So what you put your attention on, the universe, infinite spirit, God, reads that as your intention. So you want to use your vision statement as a way to help focus your thoughts and attention. Now, back in the 1940s, there were a shepherd boy. There's a story of a shepherd boy. He found the Dead Sea Scrolls. He found these scrolls that were in a cave. This is back in the 1940s. And one of the scrolls is the Gospel of Thomas. In that gospel, Jesus is quoted as saying, and this is very interesting, if you bring forth what is within you, it will save you. If you do not bring forth what is within you, it will destroy you. So here, save you means if you bring forth your dream, if you bring forth that stream of living water, if you bring forth what it is that is seeking to express itself as your dream, it saves you unto life. Your life gets bigger, life gets easier, life gets more wonderful. Destroy you means you may keep breathing, you may continue to walk through your day, but your aliveness shuts down. Life becomes a struggle. That capacity you have to live from your own greatness is so diminished that it just feels like one problem after another because you are attuned to problems. If you fail to bring forth that which is within you, it destroys your aliveness. This month is about learning to bring forth that which is within you. In the 1950s, there was a man named Abraham Maslow, and Abraham Maslow researched what he called highly potentiated people, or people who were living elevated lives. What were the components? What were the elements of someone who would live a highly activated life? What he discovered was that there were several components that predispose someone to live from this state, the most powerful of which is this. People who live highly activated lives, highly potentiated lives, pay very close attention to their dreams. Amazing, right? So again, people who live highly activated lives, highly potentiated lives, pay very close attention to their dreams. Powerful. This is exactly what we're learning. This month, we will be paying very close attention to your dreams. Now, there's four basic stages of awareness, and we covered this in the Dream Building Program. And I'm just going to go through this briefly. So the lowest stage, the first stage, is life is happening to me. The feeling tone is one of victimhood. It's very low amplitude. So life is happening to me. Oh, why did this happen to me? This always happens to me. Life is happening to me. That's the first stage. The next stage is life is happening by me. We're becoming a conscious manifester. Now, St. Francis wrote from this place when he wrote, Lord, make me an instrument. So life is happening by me. So we get the ego starts to get involved. We start to take control. So that's the second stage of awareness. The third stage is life is happening through me. When I have learned to listen to my authentic self moving through me, your authentic self will speak through your longings and discontent. This is the level that we're living at as dream builders. That's where we want to be. That's where we're learning to live through, is life is happening through me. Now, there is another stage. The stage above that is life is happening as me. You are one with spirit. There is no separation between your authentic self and your experiential self. Many of us have had moments where we just felt the genius of that authentic self moving through us, a moment of time when we were more than we ever knew we could be. Maybe it was a moment of parenting or a moment of you and your chosen endeavor or your chosen career path, some moment where it was so good and you knew that it was good. That's what's natural to you and to me. So as life is happening as me, you're one with spirit. So learning to live more and more from this state is life mastery at the highest level, the highest level. Now, I want to give you a very, very powerful manifestation tool, very powerful. And we've covered it in dream building, but I want to return to it again. Three simple words, up until now, up until now. You use this when you find your thinking shifting to problems or difficulty. When your attention starts to go to problems, up until now. Up until now, that may have been true for me. Up until now, that may have been my experience. Up until now, I may have believed that. Up until now, that may have been reinforced. But now I am choosing, and you move in the direction of your dream. You choosing your vision. You're choosing the life you would love to live. So, up until now, I may have been doing this, but I am now choosing this. So this is when you bring your vision into focus. This is what happens. So simple, three little words. Up until now, and boom, you just change. You pivot. You change, and you focus on your vision. Begin to feel that life. Step into it again. As yourself, what is the best self I can bring to this moment? What is the best self? And draw from your future vision. Again, draw from your future memories. We created memories of the future. That's what the visioning process is all about. And we step into it. We live it. We breathe it. We taste it. We smell it. We experience it. We feel it. And so you want to draw from that future memory, that future vision. This is the beginning phase of life mastery in the month of manifestation. You are all manifestors. You don't get a choice about that. You only get a choice moment by moment whether you are manifesting by design or by default. Default is the patterning of the past. You will fall asleep at times, we all do, and move to default where your patterning is running your thinking. As soon as you notice what you're noticing, remember brave thinking tool number one, notice what you're noticing. So as soon as you notice what you're noticing, you say, up until now, I believe that. But now I'm choosing, and you move in the direction of your dream, and you think from your vision. The person who is living from this vision, what does he think about? How is he choosing? What is he doing with his time? It's a process of moving from thoughts to things, from the invisible to the visible. So focus on your vision. Revisit your vision. Tweak it. Pull it out. Dust it off. Work it. Make sure that it's something that you absolutely love in all domains of your life and visit it over and over and over again. So we're gonna be manifesting. That's what we're doing this month. We're focusing on manifestation. So your life work this week is exactly that. It's your vision. Revisit it. Focus on it. Work it. Tweak it. Calibrate it. Now, if you're new to this month, if you're new to Life Mastery this month, your first step is to write your 12-month vision. So even the folks that have come out of Dream Builder, we generally are looking at a 3-year vision, 3 years out. Let's now say, okay, well, now I'm going to vision 1 year out. How does that fit in there? 1 year, 12 months from now, vision that out. Ask yourself, what is the life I would love? In the four key domains of life, again, health and well-being, love and relationships, vocation, and time and money freedom. What would I love? What would I love? Okay, we're going to put the how on hold. What would I love? What is it? The details, the smells, the tastes, the experience, the feelings of it. What is that? What is that thing? Okay? And for those of you who are not new to the program, I want you to tune up your 12-month vision. I want you to start to write out. Think of it. Shorten that vision time 12 months from now. And then go and write out a 5-year, 10-year vision. Okay? So now we're going to have a 1-year, a 3-year, a 5-year, 10-year. Start to vision that out. And I want everybody to practice that. You know, we're living vision-driven lives. So what is the vision for this week? What is the vision for this month? What would you love? What would you love in all domains? And we start to string these moments together. And we start to put that on. Who is that person living that life? What are they thinking? What are they eating? Who are they talking to? Who are they with? What are they doing? What did their calendar look like? Because I bet you right now that your calendar doesn't match the person who's living the life you would love to live. So get the calendar to start, because that's a powerful, powerful tool of transformation is your calendar. Get your calendar to match that. Match the person. Who is the person that does? Look at the activities. It's all about action. And start taking those action steps. Continue taking those action steps. And when those action steps, those thoughts come to you, put a by when date. Schedule it. Put it in there. When is this going to happen? When is this going to happen? Even if it's a baby step. Because baby steps have energy. It's moving in the direction of your dream. And you start to string them together. Baby steps will get you all the way to the top of Mount Everest. And I'm telling you that energy just starts to move. And it starts to move in the direction of your dream. And it starts to build. There's a snowball effect that happens. So we're in the first week of manifestation. So listen to your meditations. I hope you're already doing that. Listen to your meditations every single day. Do the exercises in the workbook. And we'll be back next week at our scheduled time, live and in person. And we'll be coming back from our Alpha Omega, our 6-day business deep dive with Mary Marcy and her family and her staff. And we'll be pouring into all of you. So we love you all. Have a great week. And we will see you when we come back. Take care, everybody. Bye.